have I pimped pride48.com enough?
Hey, probably I think you are my friend now.
I'm your friend?
No, on, is it Facebook or one of those that mm-hmm. you...
On my face?
Yeah, on my face.
I'm your friend on my face?
Yes. Are you? Okay.
Yes.
I was wondering who that was.
Oh, okay. Oh, on Twitter you're talking about.
Oh, well, you, yeah.
Yes. All right. Let me get through what I'm trying to say here. All right. So the point is that during the pre-show, we had everyone's favorite train wreck conductor. Online. Anyway, no, we had Big Fatty on the pre-show, and he asked a question which is kind of important, I think, that we've never actually, I don't believe we've ever talked about it on the show, or if we have, I don't recall it.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I was wondering who that was.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 347 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 3rd of June, 2009. Y'all, coming up on today's show, we have a Left Coast internet celebrity visiting us today. He's not international, he says. Oh, he thinks he is. Well, we'll see. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. Y'all, I've just been told that I'm always the consummate professional by taking out all the phlegminess and the burp sounds and farting and all that kind of stuff. But y'all, before... Oh, Lord, someone's making noises over here before I've ever even had time to play the theme for the gays. All right, y'all, we can wait no longer. With me here in the Fat Cave is the one and only Miss Wes.
Ta-da! Oh.
Y'all, if he sounds a little wired, it's because he's on his third cup of coffee.
Someone forced me on another cup.
Oh, whatever.
You need coffee.
My brother made me drink coffee.
Aw.
Now, y'all, Miss Wes has been here all weekend long. And actually, by the time you're hearing this on Wednesday, where will you be on Wednesday?
Wednesday, I will be leaving. No, I'll be arriving in Atlanta.
So you'll be leaving? When do you arrive in Atlanta? Tuesday?
Well, it depends on how fast I drive. Oh, yeah, no, I'll be... Well, when they're listening on Wednesday, I could be at the Swinging Richards Club.
Oh, that's right, because the big meet and greet and meet is tonight.
Right. The tube sausage, or the sausage, what do they call it?
Sausage Fest?
Yeah, Sausage Fest.
Right. We almost, we had talked about, by the way, we're recording this Saturday morning, so we are still a little full from the Sweatman's barbecue that we had.
Delicious.
It was good.
Except for the two items, the sweet tea.
The sweet tea was too much for him, y'all. Y'all, he ain't no Southerner. He may think that living in San Diego, which is Southern California, makes him a Southerner. No, ma'am.
Just a moment. Big Fatty here does not enjoy the full strength sweet tea either. He likes the half and half.
Right, but at least I drank. Well, actually, I didn't drink all of mine because I threw it away.
Oh, he's not a Southerner. Yankee.
I'm a Yankee, y'all. I'm a Yankee. Blasphemy. So anyway, but he didn't care for the sweet tea, and he didn't care for
the fried, what was it, the fat of the hog?
It was the pig skin. It was the pork rinds.
Oh, yeah. No. Right.
Especially when I told him that they were made from the testicle skin of the pigs. So.
Nasty.
Poor Miss Wes. But anyway, so you're, are you, what are you looking forward to most in Atlanta while you're there?
The Swinging Richards.
Of course you are. Y'all, I have already warned Miss Wes, do not tip those strippers with all your money, because you got to have some drinking around the world money for the gay days.
Yes.
So, anyway. And so, what's your impression so far, other than the Fat Cave is hot and dirty?
Well, the post office was lovely. I
saw right. I forgot. He got to go to the post office box, y'all.
Where all the wishes arrive.
Make a wish, wishes.
And what else did we see? We saw the kangaroo filling station.
Right. You went inside, I believe, even, mm-hmm. didn't you?
I went to look for the earplugs because I heard it on good authority from Larry Cly that the fat one snores pretty loud.
You didn't hear it last night?
I didn't hear it last night. Maybe that's because I was snoring even louder.
Either you were snoring louder or perhaps Big Fatty doesn't snore. Did you hear me fart last night?
I think so.
Oh. Oh. Y'all, sound effects on demand. So, anyway, so we are going to meet that Daniel Beaver today.
Mm-hmm. I have to give him his prize that he won.
Oh, what was the prize that he won?
He won the cookbook, the Step-by-Step Barbecue cookbook.
Oh, did you remember to bring it?
I brought it. He thought he was going to refuse it, but I said, I'm bringing it out. You're not getting it. You're not getting out of that.
Right. He must have it. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, he is on the Weight Watchers.
Mm.
However,
Fat Gawkers.
The what?
Fat Gawkers.
Fat Gawkers?
Weight Watchers, Fat Gawkers.
Ah, got it. Fat Gawkers. I haven't heard that term before. Is that something you and...
Copyrighted. Don't copy me.
Don't steal that from me, Big Fatty. Like, you've never stolen anything from anyone else.
Never.
Never. So we're having dinner with Daniel Beaver and his drag queen husband. Excuse me, former.
That was news to me.
Did you not know that? Are you saying that that was breaking news? Fat Cave Newsroom. What was it?
Daniel Beaver's husband is a drag queen.
Former drag queen. Yeah, okay. Not really breaking news. All right, y'all. Really not such breaking news, but anyway.
I want to tack something onto the
tack end of that. Tack it.
I have heard it on good authority. Now, I don't want to use any names, so I'll just say D. Brewer. No, that's too obvious. How about Daniel B?
Daniel B.
Thinks that the fat one uses that sound effect a little too much.
Does he?
He does.
Now, where did you get that on good authority from?
Well, I can't say. I can't reveal my sources.
Right. Really? Mm-hmm. He's just jealous because he gave it to me and I actually fucking use it.
That's right.
Whoever that anonymous source is.
Exactly.
Okay. When did you talk to this anonymous deep throat Daniel B?
It might have been on the inner tubes late one night.
Oh, brown chicken, brown cow. Y'all, speaking of brown chicken, brown cow, Miss Wes is decked out in his brown chicken, brown cow outfit. What does this say on your shirt?
It's written in Japanese, so I don't know.
Okay,
it's
great.
It's something about the ASICS brand.
Oh, so it says... Maybe it says, I'm a fucking douchebag for wearing ASICS brand or something like that?
It could well say that.
Okay.
Or it could say, I'm, you know, a Chinese kid trapped in a factory. Please send help.
Ah, right. Speaking of factories, you got all excited when you saw the sign for the Cracker Barrel.
The Cracker Barrel.
Right. It reminded you of the
Cracker Factory.
Cracker Factory, right.
Mm-hmm. I was going to go have a powwow with them at the Cracker Barrel.
Now, he wants to eat at the Cracker Barrel.
I don't think so.
But there's no time.
No time.
We got barbecue to eat. And but I told him they're all over Georgia. You know, and so you can just stop right on in there and have you some chicken and dumplings or something. Actually, the chicken and dumplings are really good.
I'll have plenty of time.
Bye, Friday. Okay. Y'all, Miss Wes is here on a very... excuse me. Very special week. I'll take that out in post.
Oh, okay, good. Consummate professional.
Right, consummate. Is that anything like consomme?
I think so.
Okay, it's like a broth. Okay. Professional broth. Break Friday is a professional broth. In fact, let's write that down as the title of today's show. No, we have to put Gazing with Miss Wes.
Aww.
Gazing with Miss Wes, professional broth. I don't know what I was saying now.
I'm sure it was nonsense.
Oh, no, he's here. He's here for a very important weekend because, y'all, Big Fatty has procured a vinegar pie.
Vinegar pie.
I've never heard of it. Miss Wes has never heard of it.
Is it anything like shoe fly pie?
No.
No. Okay.
No. I think it's going to be more like an egg custard pie.
Oh, okay.
So that's just my guess.
So there might be some gassiness after.
Right. And but Miss West is not looking forward to trying the vinegar pie. I've showed it to him. He's seen it a couple of times, and he's a little hesitant.
I have some reservations.
Right. Are you an Indian now? Yes. And by Indian, I mean
woo woo.
I mean woo-woo, not jewel in the forehead.
Right.
Okay, have we offended everyone yet?
Do you have any Native American listeners?
No, but I had sex with one at the IML.
Mm.
He was
this
hot.
Is this breaking news?
No. Okay. I told everybody about that earlier. Okay. So, in fact, I can show you a picture of him. Well, I'll show you later.
Did you raise his wigwam?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I did.
That's
but more importantly, he raised my wigwam.
That's so racist.
Right. Speaking of racists, are you looking forward to meeting Ricky? you've already
met him
Ricky
twice.
Right.
Yes.
What is your opinion of Ricky?
Racist.
Okay. Y'all, Miss West is really quite quick. It's that third cup of coffee is what it is.
See what it could be like if I had a co-host?
Right. Oh.
But no
co-host. Wop, wop.
Right.
Can I get that sound effect from you?
Here you go.
Wop.
How do you make that?
You pinch your nose and then you make the sound. You want to try it?
No.
Okay.
Okay, I'll pinch your nose and you make the sound. Okay. So you're here in the Fat Cave. This is one of the few. You're one of the few podcasters to ever visit the Fat Cave.
Who else has been here in the Fat Cave?
Omar has been here.
Omar.
And
Michael.
Michael has been here.
Uh-huh.
That's QCast Michael, not Michael Sage.
Does Larry Vader count?
Larry Vader does not count. Okay. Because, you know, he doesn't podcast anymore. And if he did, he really shouldn't.
If he podcasted, it would be on the BFO, on the website.
Right.
But it's
and
not.
It's,
so that
no,
means he doesn't
you
podcast.
You know what? It's not. Oh, well. Well, he didn't do it fucking enough. He didn't do it enough anyway. He went to the ballet last night with the Gravitas.
Now, what is the ballet out here, according to Charleston?
What is it, you think it's code for something?
I was thinking it's like the bear riding around on a unicycle.
No, that's Daniel Beaver.
Oh.
You know, he's you know, he's going to that fat
he's
gawkers.
On the fat gawkers.
Right, he's going to the fat gawkers, and he has a unicycle. Or maybe he doesn't have it yet, but there is a unicycle fund. You know, and I believe, are you, speaking of Atom, A-T-O-M, not Adam, will you be meeting Atom in Atlanta?
I don't know. I don't think he's coming to the meet and greet.
Adam, there's still time. You're hearing this. If you're hearing this Wednesday morning.
Wednesday morning. There's a narrow window.
You got to get in touch with Miss West. And let's give him your personal cell phone. It is. No?
No, let's give him the. You can, I guess, call the hotline if you want. It's 206-350-1628.
And what is my. What is my number there, Miss West?
I'm just going to take a guess. It's 206-337-1438.
Wow, you're good.
Am I? Did I get it right?
I have no fucking idea.
Okay, good.
I have CRS. always the consomme professional. Speaking of
beef,
consomme.
Is that beef consomme?
Yeah, it's beef consomme.
Okay.
As opposed to a hot pork injection.
Mm.
Okay, speaking of that, will you be having sex when you're in Atlanta? Notice I didn't mention here in Charleston.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we're going to give it the old college try.
Okay. But you didn't bring the computra.
I brought the Inappropriate Touch, which is like a computra.
Yeah, y'all. Big Fatty keeps forgetting that the Inappropriate Touch is like a computra.
He don't know how to
use it. He don't. He just don't. It's sitting right over there charging.
How long has that been sitting there charging? I think it's charging.
Since last night.
Oh, last night.
Right.
I thought it's been sitting there since you got it.
Well, not. Right. I just pulled it out of the box and plugged it in so it would be good and charged.
It's charged.
It's a year ago.
Do I have to charge it?
No, I got it in September because, Miss Kitty gave me that.
Oh, right.
For assisting him in the purchase of his new IMAX.
Miss Kitty was at the ballet.
She went to the ballet. Y'all, for some reason, I never would have associated the ballet with a bear riding a unicycle. I don't know. I don't know. Y'all, I have to say that Miss West, y'all, she's a perfect house guest. She let Big Fatty sleep late. Okay, mm-hmm. She got up. She's had her shower, but she still has the 3-day scruff, which, you know, on Miss West looks hot as opposed to Big Fatty. homeless. But anyway, he got up. He's had his shower. He's made his bed. And you're going to have to live with that, by the way. You've made your bed. Now you're going to have to live with it. Okay. And, but y'all...
Can I have my vinegar pie and eat it, too?
As a matter of fact, we are going to have a slice of vinegar pie. Shall we stop this and have it? Let's do that. Okay. Y'all, this is breaking news. Big Fatty and Miss... Wait, I guess I need to play the music, don't I?
This is into the Batcave Culinary Center. Big Fatty and Miss West are about to consume vinegar pie.
All right, y'all, now through the magic of podcasting... Y'all, as I just stated, through the magic of podcasting, we now have pieces of vinegar pie in front of us. And we've just received word from Larry Clyde that we're going to have vinegar, North Carolina-style vinegar barbecue for lunch. And it's a buffet, by the way, also.
Ooh, it's a buffet.
Right. All right, so we're going to try the vinegar pie now, and we're going to give you our honest opinion.
It smells vinegary.
Oh, it does have a little bit of a vinegar yes. smell, doesn't it?
It's not bad. It kind of just has a neutral sweet taste to it.
A little lemony.
Yeah, a little lemony. Creamy custardy.
Woo! It's sweet.
It is.
Dear God.
Where do you keep your insulin?
Right here. Dear. But it's good. It's
The crust is good.
Mm-hmm. And you can tell it's homemade.
Mm-hmm. Do you think they made it with lard or butter?
Yes.
Okay, good.
So, y'all, before the time gets away from me, and Miss West, I hope this isn't going to embarrass you, but I need to do this. Miss West emerged from the sleeping chamber, meaning his sleeping chamber, and y'all were still eating the vinegar pie. Miss West has stopped. He's had enough. But anyway, he emerged from the sleeping chamber last night, and what did you have for Big Fatty?
I brought the token. A token from my country to your country.
Oh!
And it was a slotted turner.
A slotted turner, not to be confused with...
A spatula.
Or... Lana Turner.
Lana Turner, okay.
Right. So, y'all, Big Fatty has his slotted Turner to go along. You saw the other things that Lurie Warbucks and Kim Beaver sent.
They were both very nice gifts and adorable little men with their...
Gumby-ish.
Gumby arms mm-hmm. and legs.
Now, you also got to see the Hamasol.
Yes, the Hamasol. It is amazing. There's a lot of detail to that.
I mean, they work, those two, David and Brian, out there in the Denver. And poor Miss West, she didn't understand the Denver Broncos stuff as part of it. You know, because David and Brian live in Denver. He's like a...
And Miss West don't follow the sports.
Do you like the Denver Broncos? Oh, dear Gussie.
Oh, is it time?
Well, we're getting there, yeah. But is it not an amazing Hamasol?
That's amazing Hamasol.
So... And, you know, there'll never be another one just like that.
No.
I hope not, anyway. So, Miss West, enjoy your hootenanny in the Atlantas this evening. And any of y'all who still want to try to get in on that, call Miss West at...
206-350-1628. Or you can email liveitupthepodcast@gmail.com.
And how can we get in touch with you?
Oh, you can just you can tip me.
All right, y'all. Well, Miss West will be in the gay days very soon. And all I can say is...
I was wondering who that was.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com. And you don't have to use the www... Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438 and give me your good G. gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.